Chip. Welcome back to another late night edition of the Same Man Sports Talk Show, bringing you another episode of our latest segment titled Flag on the Play, where everything's opinionated, no right or wrong answers. We just dive in. Right. So like we do before each and every episode, I'd like to reach out to everybody, extend my hand, and hope that everybody blessed out there, focused on something positive, productivity, and just keep working. Keep working. Keep your head down. Keep working. Make them see. Make them see. Hope y'all all enjoy this Sunday. Had a lot of action going on this weekend. We know NFL draft talk. Excuse me. And if you've been tuned in, or, you know, for our new listeners and subscribers, we did a little bit of draft talk first round, a little bit of second round. Let me know what you think. Did your team come out on top? Did your team smoke it? Let me know what happened, what's going on. We know on the basketball side, the NBA side tonight, what we end up doing was we ran into the NBA games. So we had a day filled with action. Started out with the Philadelphia 76ers, 97-92. We know the Knicks went up on Philly. They go up 3-1. Bottom line with this series to me is Embiid basically needs help. If I'm him, I'm requesting a trade immediately, right? Maxey's cool. For the New York Knicks, they starters, you had Ananobi had 16. Hardenstein had 8. 47 for Brunson. Good Lord. 18 for 34 from the field. Hard only gave you 4. The bench poured in. McBride had 13. Let's go down to Philly's box score. Tobias Harris, 10, man. Something going on there. Since he got the bag, he just ain't been the same. Joel Embiid, 27. 7-19, though. 14 free throws. I don't know. Kyle Lowry just ain't there. 7 points. Maxey had 23. 8-21 from the field. Oubre Jr., 19. They bench really ain't do much. 97-92. Again, the Knicks go up 3-1. I think that's pretty much over. I think this is a new New York Knicks squad that we are witnessing right now. Shout out to those guys. Let's see if they can close out in game 5. Moving forward, we also had another game in the Eastern Conference today, the Pacers and Bucks. This one to me is a bit interesting. So game 4, Indiana goes up 3-1. This is wild. So let's just run through the box score of the starters for the Bucks. Portis gave you 4, Middleton gave you 26, Lopez gave you 27, Beverly gave you 9, Beasley gave you 20. The bench pretty much ain't do nothing. Green gave you 8, Jackson gave you 6 for the Pacers. Siakam gave you 13, Naismith 13, Turner 29, 15. The big guy, Halliburton, however you say his name, had 24. Topping off the bench, gave you 13, 8 from another player off the bench, and then Shepherd gave you 8. So 126-113, man, what's going on? What's going on? I don't see Dame Lillard nowhere in the stat category. I didn't get to watch this game, but it looks like he ain't on the stat sheet. So him and, I believe, Giannis still out. So, desperation time for Milwaukee. Doc Rivers, you're looking crazy. Again, you feel me? Something got to be done. Something got to be figured out. All right, we know it's crunch time over there. Indiana, man, I've been talking all this shit. Talking about, man, they mad. They this and that. Damn, they up 3-1, right? Let's swing over to the Western Conference. We know the Clippers was beating down the Mavericks earlier today. The Mavericks chipped away at it, but came up on the short end of the stick, tied at 2-2 now. This is even as I figured. I had this going 7. I'm still going to lean towards the Mavericks. Box score-wise for the Clippers, Paul George had a big 33. That's the George we know. Zubac, 13. Harden went for 33. That's the James we know. Terrence Mann had 11. Coffey had 4. Off the bench, Plumlee, 6. 5 for Westbrook. Powell had 11. For the Mavericks box score, P.J. Washington had 10. Jones Jr. had 14. Gafford had 5. Kyrie dropped a 40 ball on him. Yes, Lord, show him who you is, Kyrie. Luka had 29 smooth ones on him. Kiebler off the bench, 3. Lively the second, 8. Green, 2. And that's pretty much it. So it's 2-2, tied even, neck and neck. What's your predictions on this? What's going down in game 5? Like I said, I got the Mavericks in 7. No Kawhi Leonard, but are they even effective with Kawhi on the court? Look like they're a little sluggish with him on the court. So trying to find out their identity. I got the Mavericks in 7 with this one. Finale for me tonight, another Western Conference game. We got the T-Wolves and the Suns. This is bad. KD, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker. Lord, this is bad, right? So we know the T-Wolves got their first actual series win, and I don't even know how the hell long. Excuse my language. This is explicit content. It's all good. Tonight, they got the sweep over the Suns. It was supposed to be win or bust again, bro. KD, you should have just stayed with Golden State. This is looking bad. Bradley Beal's look like. So, Book go for over 40. KD, nice night, I guess. Let's read off the box score for this. McDaniels, 18. Gobert, 9 for the T-Wolves. Towns, 28. Playing like Towns. Conley had a big 10. OG Edwards had 40, but I think he had like 31 in the second and quarters. Maybe not the second half, quarters 1 through 3. I mean, 2 through 4. Something like that, right? Then you got Reed off the bench that went for 8. Anderson went for 4. Alexander went for 5. Let's go over to Phoenix's box score. Kevin Durant went for 33, 12 of 17. He had a nice night. O'Neal went for 6. He's bullshitting. Nurkic went for 9. Not enough. Beal went for 9. Terrible night. He just couldn't find it. Turnovers. I think he fouled out too. Booker had 49. Man, but shit, it's too late for all that. That's my dog too, man. No production really off the bench. Eric Gordon gave you 6. Like I said, the T-Wolves done capped it off with a sweep, man. This is big. No one expected this. I had the T-Wolves winning the series in, I think, 6, maybe 7. But they are here. They are not a game. So we will see what happens next round. I think they might be waiting on the winner of the Lakers and the Nuggets. That's what we want to see. We want to see them in the Nuggets. Or, man, I don't know, Bron and them might be out next, man. So that's what went on today in the NBA. They done swept them, boys. KD, again, you, D-Book, and Bill. Hold on, I'm sorry. KD, you need to get on the phone with Curry and LeBron if he lose tomorrow. And y'all need to team back up and get it popping. All right. So that's just my thoughts on it, man. Let me know. Get on the Instagram, Say Man Sports Talk, or the YouTube, Bottom Line Sports Network, or Say Man Sports Talk Show. Let me know your thoughts and opinions in the comment. Who your team, who you rolling with? Did your guys get eliminated? Did you lose money on the FanDuel? Let me know, man. Until next time, from the Say Man Sports Talk Show, live from latest segment titled Flag on the Play. Y'all stay safe out there.